the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button. Today, we're going to talk about the new housing report that came out. New housing sales have dropped 0.3%, but mortgage applications have increased. We're going to talk about this report that was placed out today by the Census Bureau and also by the Mortgage and Bankers Association. So this is very important for investors to know what's going on around them, because we need to know about leading economical indicators and lagging economical indicators to give us a great prediction of how the market is doing, employment, all the other great stuff, right? So the first thing is, this came out today, well, yesterday, because it's a late night show, Wednesday, November 25th. This came out from the Census Bureau, the monthly new resident sales October report. So while this is so important to me, the reason why I'm reading this to you guys and girls, because I want to know how many new residents are they selling? A house is selling. Or when houses start to slow down, prices start to drop in houses, that's what I could become very, very worried about as an investor. Now, one thing to keep in mind, it's always known in real estate that housing market warms up in the summertime, but it cools down in the winter. So housing prices start to decline in the wintertime in the cool off months. So, you know, we're here, we're in December 1st. So, well, this was an October report. But going into October, November, December, housing market usually declines. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. Now, this report is very good because, one, it teaches us a lot of information about what most of the houses are selling. Most of the houses are selling in the United States are in the South. I'm looking at this, not very big surprise, because usually houses in the South are a little bit more cheaper and you get a little bit more for your money. So a $500,000 house in New York City, I don't know where you'll be living in New York City, probably a one bedroom condo or something like that, versus in the South, you can, you know, have a whole acre or 2 acres of land and a very nice house. So here we go right here for release today. This is the Census Bureau, right? Sales of new single family houses in October 2020 were at a seasonal adjusted annual rate of 990,000, according to estimates released jointly today by the U.S. Central Bureau, the U.S. Census Bureau, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. This is a 0.3% below the revised September rate of a little bit over 1 million. But even though this is saying that, hey, the housing sales went down 0.3%, this is up 41% above October 2019. So even though we've seen a slight decline coming into October, this is 41% higher than the point it was at last year. So overall, I like to look at the housing market. Why do I care for this as an investor? This kind of gives me a good economical indicator of what people are doing or how things are moving. Now let's look at something that's very interesting, right? Mortgage applications. How many people are looking at mortgage applications? I'm going to pull this up here. This is for mortgage applications come out the Mortgage and Bankers Association. Now, this is a mortgage applications increase. The 30-year fixed mortgage rates dropped 7%, was 7 base points to 2.92%, another record low in the MBA survey. Weekly mortgage rate volatility has emerged again as markets respond to fiscal policies uncertainty and the resurgence in the pandemic COVID-19 cases around the country. The decline in rates initiated borrowing interest with applications for both home purchases and refinancing increasing on a weekly and annual basis. The ongoing refinancing wave has continued into November. Both refinancing indexes and the share refinancing applications were at the highest level since April, as another week of lower rates drew more conventional loan borrowers into the market. So for one thing, they're saying here that what we already know, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, 30-year fixed year mortgage rate. This is why I always follow what the Federal Reserve say. This is the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He controls the interest rates. And as a stimulus that happened back in March when everything started to happen, he lowered interest rates to an all-time low. So interest rates being at an all-time low, it makes it very easy. It makes it more affordable to borrow a house and make, well, not to borrow a house, but to buy a house with borrowed money. Very easy. We're looking at 2.92%, under 3% is how low mortgage rates have dropped. This is a record low. So you have interest rates that are this low, this is going to push the housing market up. I mean, this is what it was intended to do. So nothing big there. Now, when I see this, I see very low interest rates and I see the housing market going up. This makes me think about when interest rates start to be gradually increased, what will it do to the housing market? Notice as interest rates drop, applications for people to refinance and apply for new homes are increasing. So what does that say when interest rates start to increase? Eventually, we're going to have to take interest rates back up. We can't sit at this level forever. Sometime probably this time next year in 2021, I believe interest rates will start to increase, which sequentially will cause a decline in housing demand, which will cause a decline in housing prices or whatnot, or whatever the case may be. So I can see that happening sometime next year. Being that the interest rates are so low, it's pretty much, I believe, it's just pushing up the housing market. It's pushing up housing prices. It's increasing the demand for houses. And I'm not just saying this for something that I heard. This is something that I'm reading from the Mortgage and Bankers Association and from the Census Bureau data that they're placing out. When I'm watching every month as an investor, keeping abreast of everything is kin to each other. Real estate follows the stock market. The stock market follows employment. So employment, stocks, Federal Reserve, physical policies, all these things tie in together when you ascend these numbers and things like that or whatnot. I just got through reading, was watching a little documentary on the Enron scandal, because you always got to pay attention to history, because history will repeat itself. Back when Enron was the golden child of the stock market, a lot of people really didn't understand Enron, but they brought Enron and they invested to Enron because it was making money. Like a lot of people see companies like Tesla, right? Tesla has a very big evaluation, but a lot of people don't even understand the company. So when you jump into things that you understand, I'm seeing this a lot in cryptocurrency as well. People don't understand some of the cryptocurrencies, but they hear it makes money. So they just jump into it and buy it. So when the decline starts to happen, people really run for the hills. So for prime example, if we see a decline next year, I own a home and I own some land or whatnot. I'm not going to be scared by, as the interest rates increase, seeing housing prices decline. I'm not going to be scared or run off and sell, because I have an understanding of how interest rates and home prices go hand in hand, coincide with each other. That's backed by physical policies that's dictated by the Federal Reserve Chair by controlling interest rates. So since I have an understanding of that, when I see the federal government comes out and raises interest rates and I see housing prices start to decline, I see stock prices start to decline, I won't be so fearful of, oh my God, what's happening? Why is everything going down? Because I'm up at midnight reading financial reports, having an understanding, seeing how the integral things tie in with each other. But I want to leave you guys and girls with that. I wanted to make sure you guys and girls understand that. How does that turn into relate to investors? Hopefully y'all got something out of that. I'm going to jump out of here. Let me see what you guys and girls are saying. Oh, what's going on, Mike? You said the late show. Yes, Michael, I'm on the late show right now. I'm going through initiation season right now, which a lot of people know that takes a lot of my time and things like that. But it'll be for the next month or so. For as I get through this, it'll be random shows. But there'll be still great shows. I still got some great content that I'm going to still drop for you guys. So y'all hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Michael, I'm also watching your lemonade out there in Canada. So you guys and girls stay tuned. I want to make sure you guys and girls understand. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.